Last summer, Jamie Lynn Roberts was part of a cycling group riding from Baltimore to Portland, Oregon, raising money and awareness for the Ullman Cancer Fund. While in Scott County, Kentucky, Roberts was hit and killed by a pickup truck while she was changing a tire on her bike. Aaron Obergard is from Lexington, but spent part of his childhood in Maryland attending the Berry School, the same school that Roberts had attended. Obergard says when his old school shared Roberts' story on Facebook, he felt compelled to honor her by finishing the journey she started.
Just through reading that article, I found out what Jamie had been doing and that she had had this accident right outside of Lexington. And so after I read that article, I decided to apply to be a rider.
Obergard is a rider for the Ullman Cancer Fund's Young Adult 4K for Cancer initiative. His ride from Baltimore to Seattle will start June 1st, and he plans to cover over 4,000 miles in 70 days. The group of 30 will be provided with food and lodging in various host communities along the way. The riders will also visit cancer patients in local hospitals. Obergard says cycling is a new sport to him, and he's been preparing for his summer ride.
I've been practicing on those clip-in pedals, honestly trying to get used to riding a bike again, because I get so used to driving around. I hadn't spent much time on a bike since I was like 10 or 11, you know. So I've been riding everywhere, getting used to being on the road.
Even more than preparing for his actual ride, Obergard is also working hard on raising money for the Ullman Cancer Fund. The nonprofit organization doesn't donate the funds it generates for cancer research. Instead, it gives the money to those victimized by the deadly disease to help with their medical expenses. Obergard wants to raise $8,000 for his ride and says he already has about $6,700 of that total in hand.
I've leaned heavily on word of mouth, trying to bring the Ullman Cancer Fund up in conversation several times a day to whoever I happen to be talking to. And I have business cards that I've made up that I've passed out. I hosted a big fundraising party at a local brewery where I had a silent auction where people were bidding on a bunch of things that local businesses had donated for free. Honestly, just relying on the generosity of all my friends and my family and then a bunch of strangers, too, to just make these donations to help people out.
There's a tradition among the riders of the Young Adults 4K for Cancer group. Every morning before they set out, the group writes the name of a cancer victim on their leg, and they then dedicate their day to that person. Obergard says that this tradition brings meaning and connection to their efforts.
It helps raise awareness. It makes it more of a community event, and that's the whole idea behind this ride, is to let everybody know that cancer is something that everybody has had an experience with, whether they've actually experienced the illness or they've had someone close to them have to fight against it. It really is something that everyone's had to go through.
Aaron Obergard's ride for cancer starts June 1st, and he still needs help in reaching his fundraising goal. If you would like to send Obergard a donation and contribute to the Ullman Cancer Fund, you can find him on his rider page at 4kforcancer.org by searching for Aaron Obergard. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.